The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Roger Federer and Serena Williams making history down under. Roger wins number 18. Serena wins 23. New England Patriots, Atlanta Falcons, Super Bowl 51. Who do you like? Why do you like them? Steph Curry going off for 43 and making the Clippers look awfully bad in that time too as well. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich, my partner. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Do you think it's possible Doc Rivers just isn't that great of a basketball coach? I think he's got the talent there. Not to take anything away from Golden State, but I just think that the Clippers are underachievers in a lot of ways.
Interesting, man. I don't know, man. I've always liked Doc Rivers, and maybe because, he played at Marquette University, and I did watch him play and grew up being a fan of Doc Rivers. Obviously, watch him play his NBA career, of which mostly in Atlanta. The guy was a great basketball player. I never really thought about him being a bad NBA basketball coach. You know, he won in Boston with KG and Ray. The big three. I don't know, man. Interesting. And Paul Pierce as well. But I don't know. I'll think about that, and we'll get into it on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. Cooper. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts, opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and then check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Many things happening in the sports world. And honestly, man, it's hard for this not to be on my mind today, Jeff. It really is. Roger Federer winning 18 majors and Serena winning 23, beating her sister in the finals. Obviously, Roger beats Rafael Nadal. And what makes this so special, and I'm not quite sure that even if you're aware of this, Jeff, Roger Federer coming back from knee surgery, Rafael Nadal coming back from wrist surgery, of which he played the Olympics with a fractured wrist. And to be quite honest with you, this is off the subject, but on the same subject, I may be playing with a fractured wrist myself right now. So I honestly can understand the amount of pain that Rafi was going through every single time he hit the ball. But the fact that he was able to win the doubles and have a very solid showing in the singles, and then obviously got that repaired, and then Fed's taking his time off repairing his stuff, and then going out and having an unbelievable showing and winning his 18th major at the Australian Open down under. I mean, like, seriously. And what also is impressive is Serena, Venus, and Roger all 34 or older. So what it's telling me is, which is really difficult to do, take care of your body, have an unbelievable training regimen. And seriously, age is just a number, and these guys are defying the odds, man. So I want to put that in perspective. Mid-30s, winning 18th and 23rd majors of their careers, just unbelievable stuff. Roger that much closer to the all-time record, and Serena passing Steffi Graf. So hopefully that puts what happened down under in perspective for people that don't know anything about the tennis world, Jeff.
You got to appreciate, yeah, especially two of us in our late 30s, early 40s here, you know, appreciating people about our age still getting it done. It's really something else. You know, there's an angle to, you know, not to hate on Roger. You know, I'm not a big fan.
Sure.
But not to hate on him, but like, I like that Rafa is playing at such a high level. You know, he had a chance to get 15. You know, if I recall correctly, didn't we have like a marathon match at Wimbledon where Roger got 15 and he put on the 15 track suit and the 15 cap and celebrated it like he was walking on water. And I, you know, Rafa had a chance to catch that, you know, with Grand Slams. Isn't he at 14? He's at 14, isn't he?
He's right up there, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's kind of like the Sosa-McGuire dynamic of 98 where, you know, Sosa's just so far behind, you know, with 66, which still shattered Roger Maris, but because you got a guy that hit 71, you know, the bounce hit 73 a couple years later, you know, to get back to tennis from the analogy, I just think that it's really nice to have two of the best ever playing at the same time, because Michael and Kobe didn't exactly overlap, and LeBron and Kobe overlap to an extent, but to see some of the absolute greatest ever, it's like getting the opportunity to see Tiger in his prime playing against playing with Jack in his prime. If we would have gotten to see that, it's really something else for the sport, and I think that it should be recognized and cherished.
I think the longevity is also so special when you really think about how long these two people have been playing tennis and how well they've been playing for so long. That also is just incredible. Roger becoming the winningest man in major championships, Serena surpassing Steffi Graf. I don't know if you caught the Nike commercial that they put out with Serena Williams and her sister over the weekend as well, because of obviously her winning the Australian Open. Did you happen to catch that ad?
Sorry, brother.
It's a great ad. Look it up. Basically, it's talking about her being a black athlete, her being an athlete. It breaks it down. It has like this sentence, and they just keep breaking the sentence down. And when you think about it, it's really the way that you should just think about sports or people in general. Not a color, not a country, just about greatness. And that's what this commercial is all about. And it basically says she's the greatest of all time. And you're right. I think we're actually watching the two greatest tennis players of all time right now. And we've been watching them for 20 years, and we didn't know we were watching the greatest of all time for about maybe 15 of those 20 years so far. Do you know what I'm saying? So like, it's like you're saying, it's reality hitting us like right now. And that's why I think that the argument about, who's the greatest basketball player is so difficult too.
Well, individual sports, it's a little bit easier because you have more tangible results.
I was going to say, I don't think this is difficult. I think this is right on the money. We're watching the two best of all time. And like I said, we've been watching them for 20 damn years. We're lucky, man.
It's something else. I definitely appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate new blood. I always appreciate new blood, and I want to see these people get pushed. And that's why I appreciate Nadal and Federer on the men's side.
See, but they do get pushed. And what I learned, I've always said, like, I look at it, I'm like, okay, the top four or five guys, they always have a shot to win. Well, this time Djokovic went out early, Murray went out early. So maybe that gap that we talk about, where there's such a separation from the top guys to the next few guys, maybe that gap is closing a little bit, to be honest with you. And maybe Father Time has something to do with it, and just wear and tear has something to do with it in some cases too. But ultimately, man, I think it's a good thing for all sports when you have competitive people and guys that can knock people out. That you wouldn't expect to be able to knock those people out.
Hey, Andy, it looks like we have a caller. Mitch in Santa Monica, are you with us?
Mitch, what's going on, man? Sorry, I was not really paying attention. What's going on with Mitch? How you doing, buddy?
I was just enjoying the conversation. I didn't stay up. I was watching scores. And, yeah, you guys are right. And I think that in terms of tennis, Nadal and Federer, boy, beautiful, wonderful era that we've lived in. For those of people who are tennis fans that follow the sport, or even those that don't, I mean, even on the peripheral, you can't deny that this is really a unique time in tennis, or really in sport. You get to, like Andy said, really be a part of something that's so unique, and it's so special, and it's great when you have something like we just had with the Williams sisters and Nadal and Federer battling out for a championship. Too bad it was on at in the middle of the night and not many people really watched it. And if you're like me, I don't like watching stuff delayed. I like to, and knowing the score, I just miss out on that. But it was really, really a nice thing to have. And looking forward to, hopefully, that there will be guys to push. I mean, we saw it kind of on the golf tour with when we were living in the Tiger era and waiting for the guys to be pushed. And yet it was more Tiger's own undoing and getting injured that allowed guys to come up. And that sport yet has recovered when we have these type of celebrity or type figures that come in and overpower the sport. So,
well, sports need their rock stars. They definitely need those, you know, out and out celebrities. And I think that's the problem with sports like women's soccer, where the goalie, you know, who is a terrible human being, gets more press than the, you know, some of the better players on the team because she's more marketable.
Rock stars are key to most things, whether it's on the silver screen or it's on the ice or it's on the court or on the field. You know, hey, speaking of rock stars, I mean, what better Final Four did we have in pro football with quarterback rock stars? I mean, you know, besides really Matt Ryan, you had for the cream of the crop right there. Speaking of which, let's talk about football rock stars, if you don't mind. I do need to come in and kind of tie up my Green Bay Packers season, and say that it was quite a wonderful experience to be a part of, to see what they did. I am not one of those guys, and I'm very disappointed in any of those Packer fans who are looking for Ted Thompson's head or Dom Capers' head or Mike McCarthy's
head. Hey, Mitch, let me cut you off for a quick second because we got to take a break, but I want to hold you over and bring you on in the next segment because you've got a lot of good takes this morning. So hang tight. Keep holding on through the break, and we'll bring you back up on the other side. It's Dorf on Sports. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, keep it close. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
They win! They win! They champions of the freaking world,
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Oh, man. We may have to talk about bringing that guy on the show. Actually, that was a good one. I like that one. But I don't necessarily know if I'm that big of a fan. Anyways, I want to keep that side of my beliefs kind of to myself. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As I think my girlfriend knew exactly what I was talking about right there. Which is funny because she's not listening. She's just looking at me and she knows what I'm talking about, Jeff, which is pretty amazing, isn't it?
And, you know, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. I have zero idea, and I'm on the air with you for 2 hours every weekend.
That's awesome. See, Jeff has no idea, babe, what we're talking about subliminally between you and I, which is great, which is awesome. And this is a family show. That's why I'm bringing my girlfriend in the mix. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to get involved on the conversation. But which, by the way, I got to tell you, Jeff, my girlfriend acts like she hates sports, but she brings up some of the greatest questions to me at times. And I'm just like, where did that come from? Because you always tell me how much you hate watching sports with me. And I think it's not necessarily that she hates watching sports with me. It's just the amount of sports that she has to watch with me. Do you get that kind of problem with your wife, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. You know, we still got Mitch from Santa Monica on the line.
We do. Mitch, sorry about that, man. I got off on another tangent. You were talking about Tiger before we let you go, which is interesting in itself because Jeff and I were talking about all this different type of greatness and whatnot and how disappointing Tiger Woods at this point because we saw his greatness and now we're seeing his terribleness or whatever you want to call it. But go ahead with your thought, Mitch. Go back, man.
Terribleness? I would hope it's more of comebackness. I mean, let's just see what happens if he can get back into it.
At this point, man, I don't know if that's possible, but there is something called the Senior Tour, and maybe it's possible for that point of his life.
I will say this. If Tiger Woods does somehow win another major, it will set that sport back on fire and put it back on track right at the front of the headlines. It'll be the most talked about, the most watched event we'll have in a long time. There was no other figure who changed or really sparked his sport more than him. Sure, basketball changed the height of the rims with Wilt Chamberlain, and yes, Michael Jordan actually probably more after his career, elevated basketball along with Magic and Bird. But Tiger Woods, there was no one else who did more for their sport, who made more money for his competitors than he did. I mean, he transcended that sport unlike any other. And we can go into golf and who's greatest and whatnot. We'll get into that later. I mean, come on, we got spring to talk about. I really want to tie up the football season if you don't mind and kind of look
at
the Super Bowl. I will say something. Anyway, you're talking about your girlfriend. Does she have I'm curious what her pick is and what Lady Gaga's opening song is going to be. And if you'd like to, I'd love to have a segment next weekend where we can go through the prop bets together. There's a lot of stuff going on there. It's like, what she's going to be doing and, you know, is she going to, you know, how she, you know, paparazzi? Is she going to talk about Trump? I mean, you know, a bad romance. There's a lot of variables in that show that's going to be fantastic. I mean, that's going to be
Mitch,
must-see TV,
Mitch, let me say this. I'm absolutely going to talk to my girlfriend about predicting what Lady Gaga will be doing for the Super Bowl, and I will get her take. And she may call in, or she may just give me her take, and I will share it with everybody.
Okay, I want hair color, I want opener, I want closer, okay? And will Lady Gaga have a wardrobe malfunction or not?
How many of the five food groups will be represented by Lady Gaga's outfit is my question.
Good stuff.
So we can talk about prop bets kind of next Sunday, because that'll be fun, because I'm sure we'll be devoting a lot of it to the Super Bowl. I mean, with this Sunday, that was just one of those in-betweens, like, you know, what do you do? Especially now that we can't really wake up and watch the Aussie Open. But I'm telling you, I am looking forward to the Super Bowl. My Super Bowl preview is, as much as people are Patriot haters and Brady haters, I mean, you know, I just talked about must-see TV about this Lady Gaga thing, but boy, isn't it going to be great must-see TV to see Roger Goodell hand Robert Kraft the Super Bowl trophy, and then especially watch him hand Tom Brady the MVP of the Super Bowl trophy, and Tom, in his wonderful way, we'll just say, thank you, Mr. Goodell. I really appreciate it. And all of us, we wanted him to say, thank you, dude, for giving me the 4 weeks off of the season. I went 11-1 in the regular season, had an MVP-type thing. You prolonged my career. I'm the healthiest I've ever been. You've now given us a new blueprint to success in the NBA. I want to thank you. It's going to be must-see TV unlike any other. And I think, as much as people hate the Patriots, I think in some way to see that is going to be so, so entertaining and so fun. So I'm predicting that the Patriots will win. I do think I'm going to go with an under, because right now the over-under is 59, so it's going to be kind of like that 30s, low 20s type of score. Was disappointed in the Packers, going back to that game, was off on that. It ended up being a track meet, and if things would have happened, would have, could have, should have. But the best team won in that. I'm looking forward to a positive week. But besides that, guys, that's what I have for my take. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. We'll talk about Super Bowl prop bets. Lady Gaga.
Having you call. You bring up so many great different topics, and you always have a solid take. We love having you join the show each and every week, man. So keep calling. Keep bringing your sports knowledge. We love it.
Have a good week, fellas. Bye.
Mitch in Santa Monica. Probably listening to us on Sirius XM Radio. Who knows? Channel 203, maybe. Can always get us there. Can always get us at sportsbyline.com as well. All you people watching us on Facebook Live, 1-800-878-7529. Some really good stuff that he brought up, to be honest with you. And a potpourri of different things, to be honest with you, there as well, Jeff. Talked tennis. We talked a little golf. We talked some football with Belichick and Brady, and how he would like to see Goodell give. How do you feel about that? Like, I think Tom Brady's going to be classy as hell, man. I hate to say it. I don't think there's going to be anything from him at all. I don't think it'll be shady. If he does win that trophy, I think he's going to be so classy. Look at Roger, shake his hand, and say, thank you very much, Commissioner. Honestly, that's how I think Tom Brady's going to handle it.
I think that I'm right there with you. I think that any shot that he takes will be very subliminal. He might do that, but
yeah.
I don't think so. And I think, you know, and to look at the flip side of the coin, I think that Roger will be very classy about it. I think that,
agree.
You know, he said the right thing. Whether they believe what they're selling or not, you know, this is a product of entertainment. You know, it takes greatness and athleticism and everything, you know, and business savviness on the owners and Goodell side, but. At the end of the day, I think that they're partners. They're partners in crime for this, you know, multi-billion-dollar industry. And, you know, I think that they'll disappoint a lot of people. I think that people will enjoy it, but I don't think that there's going to be anything to really, you know, take a still shot of and really point it out. You know, Brady's jersey is going to sell for sure. You know, I think that that happens either way. And I think that either result, I think that you either get the sulking Belichick running off the field, or you get Brady getting the trophy from Goodell. I don't think that there's a negative result to the Super Bowl possible.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be interesting But I do think that both these guys will handle it with dignity, class, and respect for one another. And you know what? Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're right. They're all partners, you know. I saw Robert Kraft and Goodell together just after the games the other day when they played. But I will say this. I do think that Goodell has avoided going to New England and chosen to go to other places to watch games on particular weekends when maybe in the past he would have gone to New England. Yes or no?
No, yeah. I mean, he's been avoiding it. It's a good story, but you know, he would have been a distraction. He's absolutely right.
Well, I mean, again, look, bottom line is he's avoided him a little bit since about 2014, and now can't really avoid him at this point. So they're all going to meet up. They're all going to hang out, and we'll see if it's Roger handing over the trophy to Tom and the Patriots, or if, like you said, it's Brady and Belichick and the boys kind of sulking a little bit and Matty Ice going out on top. And I'll be honest with you, that's what I'm hoping for. I really am. I'm hoping for a Matty Ice Atlanta Falcon Super Bowl parade. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm going to let you know. Anyways, keep it close. We'll be right back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only three back of Sam on that one, and obviously the major record, four back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it for, this is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just $10. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all $10. The 10 any pizza deal. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd. Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
What the hell's going on out here?
Honestly, man, I think Vince totally has this one right when he says, what the hell's going on out here with this one? Would you be interested, Jeff Rich, in a Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight? And with McGregor maybe getting himself a boxing license and whatnot, and this potentially happening, is that something that you'd want to see? Honestly, I'd want to watch it because I'd want both of these guys to beat the living daylights out of each other, honestly.
Well, that's what sells MMA, is the bloodbath. You know, I don't see, you know, obviously the fight discipline that gets decided on if this thing ever happens is going to be a big factor towards who has the advantage. You know, you're most comfortable where you live. You know, it goes like that. But I don't know that have we ever seen a crossover, you know, two guys, such a fierce rivalry between two people that don't even play the same sport, but it's similar enough that they could go up against each other. And, you know, I think that there's a genuine level of dislike between these two and a genuine dislike of these two from the general public. I mean, they have their fans, of course, but I think that people would just, like you said, enjoy watching these two get pummeled. I think that, you know, it would probably be, you know, the biggest thing since the Thrilla in Manila. And I think that, you know, you could sell it by putting it in Moscow on Christmas Day.
That'd be interesting. Have a Rocky type theme to it. You know, listen, let me ask you this. Conor McGregor, obviously a huge talker. Mayweather, a huge talker. Both of these guys seem to back it up more often than not. I'll give them their props. And Mayweather, obviously, backing it up all the time. Is this something that you think boxing, maybe they kind of need something like this? What do you think?
I think it'd be cool. I like when people mix it up. I was alluding to earlier in the show that I like the fact that the SEC and the Big 12 are playing each other in basketball, during the midst of what's traditionally conference play. I like seeing new things. And I think that that's my argument for parity a lot, is that I don't want to see the same teams win. I don't want to see the same types of fights, and I don't want to see I don't want to see the same type of golf that I would have watched 30 years ago. And fighting, I've lost interest in it. I think that Mike Tyson was a very marketable commodity, and I think that few others after him, maybe some of these non-heavyweights, the De La Hoyas and, the Felix Trinidads and Roy Jones Jr. You've had Floyd, but how much longer is Floyd going to go? I don't see any advantage to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather agreeing to this unless you could have, an unprecedented purse. He's done fighting. He was a perfect boxer. If he gets pummeled by Conor McGregor, doesn't that kind of affect the way that people are going to remember Floyd Mayweather? I mean, a la Tyson getting pummeled every time he fought, after the prison sentence, really.
I don't think there's any way that McGregor could beat him in a boxing match. Floyd Mayweather is just a tactical genius. One of the best I've ever seen as far as his game plan and how he executes and goes about.
Well, you're making this less fun. You're making this less fun because, you're telling me that, Floyd's not going to agree to an MMA fight, and, there's no way that he could lose a boxing match. Is it possible that because of the inevitable results that we can't sell this thing?
Well, but here's my point. I guess where I'm going in general is boxing would need this a lot more than MMA needs it. Obviously, MMA is growing rapidly, rampantly, huge, all over the place. Boxing is dying, and it's been dying for a long time. If not, let's be honest, it's pretty close to dead. Okay, so you do something like this, a McGregor-Mayweather fight, is absolutely for one reason and one reason only. To sell boxing and to sell the fact that it's not debt. But I think that's a hard sell in general. So,
but boxers make it, you know, the top, you know, the cream of the crop in boxing makes the purses are just so much bigger than they are in MMA, because MMA, like, I don't want to use like oversaturation, but sure, their events happen more often. The fights are closer together. You know, we went from having what, like 5 or 6 UFC events every year to pretty much having one every weekend.
Sure. No, I agree with you. They're definitely saturated for sure. And that, to a certain point, is bad, like we can say about any other league with the NBA, where they're letting guys get in there earlier and whatnot. And so that holds form with everything, I think, to be honest with you, Jeff. But, you know, look, I think this is a move to help boxing. Not necessarily a move to help MMA, but a move to help boxing. And if I'm the MMA, I'm not so sure I want to do that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is an interesting proposition, no matter how you throw it.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to. You don't want to poke the sleeping giant. You know, and I don't know that boxing has that capability, but I don't know that Dana White wants to find out either. I don't see this as a win unless you can get, you know, Floyd in the octagon and play by Conor McGregor's rules, which, you know, I think Floyd would be bloodied and beaten in that octagon. I don't think that that's a far-fetched take by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I think I'm not saying that McGregor's not going to land some shots, and it could be a definitely a bloodbath out there. But I just think, as far as boxing goes, man, I'm sorry, but this guy's been doing this his whole life. It's like the opposite. There's no way that Mayweather would beat Conor McGregor in the octagon. I mean, unless he can keep it a stand-up, which it's almost impossible. You know, like you got to figure out.
I just think it would be too technical with this weight class. I think that if you're going to do a crossover event like this, it should be a slugfest. It should be, you know, guys that, you know, boxers that knock guys out in the third or fourth round, and you know, and MMA fighters that are violent, not technical, and not, you know. Not specialize in the submissions as much as just beating the hell out of someone.
All right. So speaking of beating the hell out of someone, and
nice segue.
This may or may not be the case, but what's going on in Cleveland with LeBron and the management? Did they give him some sort of leeway that if other teams were gaining advantages, that they would do whatever they can at any cost to go out and get someone in there for LeBron? Because we're hearing rumblings about Melo for Love, and that's been dead, but maybe back on the table, and this and that, and maybe guys like Jared Jack or other guys, some other pieces potentially coming to the Cleveland Cavaliers. How much of a say does LeBron have, at least in your opinion, on what's going on with that basketball team?
No, he's got all the leverage in the world. The championship went through him. I mean, he's sort of entitled to having a voice. I think he's on hand. They've played poorly lately. You know, this isn't the front office didn't go out there and lose 6 of 8 and lose to the Kings at home. You know, that was the players. That's going 12 of 22 from the line. And, you know, that barn burner that they lost to San Antonio a week ago, you know, they were 17 of 34 from the line. If you can't shoot 50% in the NBA, I don't care how good, how talented you are. I think that Melo is a bad idea. I think he's a bad idea for the Cavaliers. I think he's a bad idea for the Clippers. And
really,
I think that everybody realizes what a bad idea he is. And the Knicks, and he can't go forward with the Knicks at this point. So the Knicks are going to end up selling him for 40
cents. Let me ask you this, though. When you're saying Melo's so bad, okay, let me ask you this. LeBron James, at times in games, I mean, look, the guy's great. Don't get me wrong. He's the best all-around player in the game. But there are certain times in the game when that dude cannot hit a shot to save his life. And there are going to be times when Kyrie has matchups that he's going to struggle with, and he goes cold as well. Kevin Love takes a lot of long-distance shots, doesn't really do much damage around the basket anymore. Melo can make buckets, dude. At the end of the day, Melo can make buckets, and he could be a guy that when the other guys are struggling, that you can lean on Melo in the low post a little bit. So I wouldn't be so quick as to say that Melo's no good, and everybody knows that. I just think he's a rare breed, and the real question is would there be enough balls to go around for LeBron, Kyrie, and Carmelo? That's to me more the question. The guy is one of the best scorers that we've ever seen in the game.
But he's not going to make an already good team that much better. I think that, you know, I could see him going to Detroit. I think that he'd mesh well with Reggie Jackson. I think that if he went to OKC, he'd be great. I just think that.
Yeah, but if you're Melo, why the heck are you going to go to a place like Detroit, who's not even in the playoffs, first of all?
Yeah, I'm just saying style of play. I mean, I think that Oklahoma City would be a more realistic option, except that they just don't have the cap space to play with. I think that I think he's got to get out of New York. I think that he's got to go to a better opportunity. I don't know where it is. I don't think that Cleveland or the Los Angeles, I don't think that Cleveland is a great destination. If he ends up going to the Clippers, maybe they mix some things up and they make it work there. But I just think it's a bad idea. I just don't think that he's enough of a team player. I think that he can make those buckets, but I don't know that he's that. At the end of the day, I'm not sure he's that much of an upgrade from J.R. Smith.
Well, and that's what they're missing right now. Let's be honest here. At the end of the day, you bring J.R. Smith back into that lineup, and it changes things a whole heck of a lot for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And maybe Melo just has – or not Melo. What I mean is maybe LeBron has to mellow out just a little bit and not get caught up in all this and want to make so many changes just because they're missing a real big cog to the piece of what they do.
They're going to make a move. They have time to make the move. I think that LeBron's just vocal to make sure it happens, and I don't think that those speeches are just for the front office. I think that he's trying to light a fire under his teammates.
What do you think of D-Wade? What do you think of D-Wade?
D-Wade is a Cavalier?
Yeah.
I think it'd be great if there's a logical way to make it happen. I think that one makes sense.
You like that one?
I like that one. D-Wade's a proven champion. D-Wade's a three-time champion, just like LeBron. I don't think I think there's a difference between the career, there's a definite difference. I think that Melo's a Hall of Famer, don't get me wrong. But I think that there's a discernible difference between what Wade brings to the table and what Carmelo Anthony potentially brings to your team.
Right. I don't know, man. Look, there's something's going to happen there. I think we all know that. But ultimately, we'll see if it's addition by subtraction or what they wind up doing there in Cleveland.
It's going to be boring. I think that it's going to be a backup point guard. It's going to be a Jameer Nelson. It's not going to be Rondo. I think it's going to be a Jameer Nelson. I think it's going to be a Mario Chalmers. I think that there
Mario Chalmers is also a name that I think would fit in there well. Obviously has a relationship with LeBron. So this that is a piece that could fit.
Yeah, I think that one makes the most sense. And I don't think that it needs to happen more than 20 minutes before the deadline. I think you just need that backup point guard. They're obviously missing Dele. I mean, the Bucks made a savvy move. He hasn't played to what he was in Cleveland and Milwaukee just yet, but he has a very different role there. And, Milwaukee's a growing team, whereas Cleveland was kind of an established team right away.
Well, and it gives him an opportunity to grow, too, more there in Milwaukee, obviously, than he was going to have an opportunity to grow or to continue to grow in Cleveland, obviously, for Dellavedova. But interesting, man. I mean, look, bottom line is we know LeBron's not happy right now. And with them being 4-6 in the last 10 games, having that number one seed being a little bit tight right now with both Toronto and Boston 3 games behind, Atlanta 5. So a little bit of cause for concern, but at the end of the day, I don't know if anybody can beat those guys 4 out of 7 games anyway. So what does it really matter? Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. One final segment. Keep it close. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Thank you. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Alright, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorfont Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thanks to you listening us on Sirius XM Channel 203 and obviously all the other alternatives that we have let you, or outlets that you have to listen to us on. We appreciate calls, we appreciate opinions, we appreciate all everybody. So we love that. And obviously, got to thank Jeff and Scott for being a part of the show as they are each and every week. As it is, parting shot time, Jeff, you're up, buddy.
You know, there's never really a good time to talk about my Cleveland Browns, but, you know, there's no football games this weekend. The Pro Bowl will take place in Orlando, and Joe Thomas, once again, part of the AFC roster. This guy's just put up with so much. He won 10 games his rookie year, and he's been part of what the Cleveland Browns are, and he's been very loyal, and I really appreciate that. And he's a great follow on Twitter, at JoeThomas73.
Very good, man. And, yeah, we didn't even really talk about Pro Bowl or anything that happened over the weekend because, I don't know, man. I'm just not really that into it, and I don't think you are either. My final take is obviously about the greatness in which we saw down under with Roger Federer getting his 18th and Serena winning her 23rd, and how amazing it's been to watch these people play for like 20 years and to understand and really realize that greatness comes by only so often, but we've been blessed and we have been honored to watch these people do what they've been doing now in their 30s. But ever since they were teenagers, unbelievable longevity, unbelievable careers, and more power to them. I think they are both the greatest to ever play the men and women's game of tennis. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.